who's doing diversity really well in the federal government?
There are a lot of agencies that are trying to do it really well, and you know, there are certainly some agencies that also are going beyond trying to do it well and are actually doing it well. One agency that I know of in particular that's actually doing a great job of looking at not simply diversity, but really diversity and inclusion, is the Department of Interior. And I think in part they're doing it well, Francis, because they get the broader context of why they need to be doing it. And from their perspective, the reason that they need to be doing it is, ultimately, they're looking at diversity and inclusion really as a way to link their skilled workforce with the mission. And in order to actually achieve their mission, they understand that they can't have everyone that looks, thinks, acts alike. And I think that's in the broadest terms of diversity and inclusion. And that's the way that they're looking at it, is not as a we need to increase race or gender balances, but rather we need to actually ensure that we've got really a diversity in its broadest sense, and drive that toward achieving our mission and understanding that that's vital to doing that.
So what is inclusion and how does it relate to diversity? I'm familiar with diversity. I know what the dictionary definition of inclusion is, but how does it fit into workforce matters?
Yeah, I think where it fits into workforce matters is, again, most often when folks talk about diversity, they're really talking about race, ethnicity, gender.
Demographic stuff.
Exactly, the demographic stuff. I think the inclusive piece of that is actually the key piece of that, which is the inclusiveness means that it's just really part of your DNA, that it's not it's part of the way that the agency functions, and it's just that it's inclusive, that you're really looking this as everybody, the diversity of opinions, the diversity of you're looking at the whole body of things, including us white males as well.
And thinking more about contributions and the landscape rather than the focused on the individuals and how they might or might not fit into a narrative about diversity by the numbers. Am I on the right track there?
Exactly right. I think that's exactly right, Francis.
Okay. Now, we have a survey on diversity up on federalnewsradio.com. We talked about it a little bit before we went on the radio, Tim. Agency people are a little skeptical about the diversity issue. As you and I talk about the difference between diversity and inclusion, I wonder if that inclusion element might be driving some of that skepticism.
Well, I think that is actually driving a good part of the skepticism about this, and quite frankly, we heard that from DOI a couple of weeks ago when they actually did a presentation here at the partnership's office on their diversity and inclusion programming. And you know, for a lot of people, again, and in fact, one of the quotes from your survey was, "My agency thinks diversity equals race."
Mm-hmm.
And that they've been slow, that folks within the agency have been slow to adopt the broader definition of the word, really looking at inclusion, which is everyone, again, including the white male. So, you know, I think that is part of the issue and why DOE has actually been so successful in what they've looked at. So they're actually not driving this simply from their diversity office. This isn't looked at as an EEO issue. This is actually looked at as a leadership issue in terms of driving results and driving toward the mission.
How do you build that into the culture, though, so that it's not just the diversity officer going around and double checking and making sure that everybody's being diverse?
Well, I think that's in fact one of the things that DOI was able to do so successfully there, which is they didn't try to drive their effort out of the EEOC office, or they didn't try to drive it entirely out of their diversity office. They actually said this has to be a leadership issue, and leadership actually stepped up to the plate and said that's absolutely right. One of the things that they did in this presentation here at the partnership was they actually showed a video which was really kind of a recruitment video, but one of the bureau chiefs actually was in the video talking about why diversity was so important to the Department of Interior and specifically to his bureau, and what it meant to have a bureau and an agency that was both diverse and inclusive, again, in both the broadest sense of the word. But again, it's got to be driven by leadership. You know, it was interesting, again, in looking at the survey, a lot of people question, you know, how much legs, you know, what are the legs that are under this executive order that President Obama had issued? And yes, the plans are due today, but are those plans that basically go on the shelf? I think, you know, clearly all of those are great questions. But, you know, where I'd start from again, Francis, is you know, the actions have to be implemented, and the plans are more than just, you know, they have to be about strategy, and also I think the second piece of that has to be about accountability as well.
And that's actually where I wanted to head with my last question for you, Tim, and that is what has to happen to make sure, I mean, on the one hand, when you have a deadline, it's good to have a deadline, it makes people accountable and so on, I understand that. What's to prevent plans at agencies where maybe they're not as on board with this as they could be from just putting something together, it's in a notebook, it goes on a shelf at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and that's the end of it?
So I think that's, again, that exactly goes to the accountability piece. So if you're simply developing your plan and to be submitted to OPM and nothing else happens, and maybe you report on it annually of where you're going, again, to me, that's not accountability. Again, what we've seen some other agencies do is not only around their diversity and inclusion issues, but also around their rankings from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and other things like that. Their time to hire is build things like that into your senior executives' performance plans, where they're measured specifically on is your best places to work score, is your Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey score, is it going up or is it going down? And we're going to hold you accountable for that. Are your plans for increasing diversity and driving toward greater inclusion, is that taking hold or is it not? We're actually going to hold you accountable, and the way that you actually hold people accountable for that is to put it in performance plans.